Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience as well as those tuning in online. Donna DeJericho is someone who's making her first appearance on our program. She's an actress and producer that has been able to not only do the kind of work that she loves, but has definitely had fun along the way. There's a brand new project that she's a part of, though, that she's working as a producer on called Paparazzi Exposed. We're going to talk to her not only about the premise for the show, but what it's been like for her to show the other side of the celebrity life as well. Donna, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing really good. You know, the exciting thing about prepping for this segment with you, Donna, is that you are one of these people that people have gotten to know in front of the camera for sure in various roles that you've been in, including Baywatch. But you also are someone that has worked hard, you know, behind the camera as well to be able to produce projects that you believe in. What has it been like for you, Donna, to be able to be a part of an industry that you love and to see the way that people respond to you?
Yeah, it's been really, really amazing being able to experience both sides of the camera. Most people, I think it's kind of not widely known that I've been producing stuff, but both are really rewarding in different respects.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that they both share is that I get to be, you know, creatively rewarded, and I get to my creativity, I get to expand on it and have fun with that as an actor, but also as a producer. I can, you know, I'm able to create things and, like the show that you're talking about, Paparazzi Exposed, that we're just getting going now. But in addition to that, I'm starting to produce some independent films, and I'm still working on a documentary about my search for Noah's Ark as well. So it's really rewarding. It's very fulfilling. It's keeping me busy, and I'm no spring chicken anymore. You know, I'm in my late 40s now, and so I think it's sort of a natural graduation for me to go from being in front of the camera to going to being behind the camera and in on the production side of things.
Right, right. You know, I love the way you said that, Donna, graduation, because I think the awesome thing about that, and I've noticed it even in staying connected with you through social media, is that you are a person that doesn't mind letting people in. Of course, we live in a world today where we like to know way too much, I think, sometimes about people that are normally in front of the camera. But you've been very engaged with your fans. Has that been just part of who you are, being able to connect with them, especially through social media?
Oh, sure. I mean, I've kind of always been like that. I know that a lot of probably bigger celebrities than me are a little more guarded about their personal life and things like that. But I'm not that huge of a celebrity, you know, not anymore anyway. And even when I was, I come from a very small town in the South, and I still feel like a Southern girl, even though I haven't lived there in a long time. And I don't know, I just stay talk on Facebook as if I was, you know, I have two Facebooks, like a lot of celebrities have, one that's sort of the fan page, and
right.
one, the like page, I don't know what you call that, and then the other one is my personal private page that I keep very private, and it's the only friends that I have on there are actual family and people I really for real know in real life. I don't just, you know, friend everybody. But
right.
I kind of talk the same on both pages. It's sort of like, you know, I'm talking to my family when I post on my fan page. And I think my fans and followers appreciate that.
Yeah, I definitely agree. You know, let's talk about the world of the paparazzi for a moment, because I think that'll be a great segue into the new
sure.
show. You know, I have been, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag, I guess, in many ways, Donna, and you probably would agree with this, I believe, that, you know, there are things that, of course, fans like to know. I think the question becomes, when is it too much? You know, when is it too far? And especially when safety is involved. We've seen some horrible incidents that have happened over the years where some celebrities have literally fought back, you know, at, you know, the paparazzi about invading what they see as their personal space. What has it been like for you to kind of be able to examine both sides of that? Not only, of course, as a person in the public, but also someone who's trying to feed the beast that is, you know, public, you know, public awareness.
You know, well, that's a good question. I have seen both sides of it, especially now that I'm producing this show that is turning the cameras around onto the paparazzi themselves.
Right.
And it sort of taking an up close and personal look at how they work and what they do, how they know that where celebrities are going to be and when, and you know why they do it. Looking at their personal lives, the paparazzi, I mean. And you know, it's not that I have a better understanding of. I guess I do have a better understanding. I don't think that. We're not going to be featuring any of the quote-unquote stalkerazzi type of
right.
paparazzi on our show. You know, the people that we're going to focus on and feature aren't the ones that are hanging out of trees and, you know, jumping out of trash cans trying to get pictures of celebrities when they're looking their worst and things like that. But it's not that type of paparazzi that we're really going to be focusing on, although those are out there and they will, you know, inadvertently be on the show in some way or another because we are filming in the midst of crowds of paparazzi and they're out there. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff that I didn't know about paparazzi that I'm beginning to learn now, which is it's not all, you know, all of the candid shots that you see of celebrities and stuff, there may be a little more than meets the eye. When you see those pictures, they may not be as candid as you think that they are. And I didn't actually know that. I know that there's a lot of setup shots and things
right.
like that, but that celebrities themselves and they instruct their publicists on their behalf to do, they sort of set up with paparazzi. Not all the time, but a lot of the time. And, you know, that's one just one of the many things that I'm finding out as we're doing this, you know, this show. And it's interesting because if it weren't for celebrity photographers, a.k.a. paparazzi, you know, you wouldn't see celebrities as much. You wouldn't see as many pictures of celebrities. And be, you know, the more the public sees of a celebrity in photos and in magazines and things like that, the more, you know, enthralled they are with them and the more interested they are in, oh, look what she's wearing, look where she's shopping, or look where she's eating there in that picture. And there's a lot that goes that sort of that encompasses a lot of stuff. For example, when a celebrity is photographed eating at a restaurant and they supposedly don't know they're being photographed, well, they get publicity out of it. The restaurant
right.
gets publicity out of it. The paparazzi that took the shot gets paid for the shot. So everyone kind of wins. And,
right.
You know, the paparazzi and what they do affect a lot of people for the positive. Now, I'm not saying that they don't do bad stuff, too, because they do. They clearly taking photographs, for example, of children and stuff is just it's crossing the line. In fact, there was a new law passed. It's the paparazzi law. You can't photograph celebrities' children when they're out with them. And I think that's a good law. And, you know, that was passed for a reason, obviously, because photos were being taken. And it puts children at risk, you know, for kidnappers or pedophiles or freaks and, you know,
exactly.
who knows what else, obsessed fans. So I get that. But, you know, if you subtract those bad things out of the equation, there are a lot of positive benefits to, you know, to photographs that are taken by paparazzi, including for the celebrity. So I'm seeing
exactly.
all sides of it now, and it's very interesting to me. And I think that it's going to be very interesting for the public to see, too.
I totally agree with that, Donna. I totally agree. And just what I have been able to see already, you know, I think that is really what people are going to take away from it. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Excited today to welcome actress and producer Donna D'Errico to our program. She's here today to talk to us not only about her own journey in front of the camera, but also now what it's like for her as part of another part of her journey behind the camera as a producer on this new project called Paparazzi Exposed. We're going to tell you guys a little bit later how you can stay connected with it. And one of the ways that you guys are spreading the word about this new show, Donna, is through social media, through Facebook,
right.
Twitter, those means, YouTube. You know, what has that been like for you? You even referenced earlier in the conversation about how that's one of the ways you stay connected with your family and friends. What is it like for you to see the way that social media really has been such a big part in our lives now?
You know, social media has a lot of benefits. But there's a lot of negatives, too, because people become very obsessed with social media, especially the younger generation.
Right.
And it can open up things like bullying and overexposure and just sort of being addicted to social media. But on the other hand, it's an amazing promotional tool because you can reach hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people in one post. Whereas before social media existed, you're having to pay a lot of money to a publicist to reach that many people,
right,
to get in magazines or the right newspapers or the right radio shows or TV shows in order to spread the word about a new show you have or a new movie you have coming up or what have you. Whereas now, that's really kind of almost becoming obsolete because you have social media and you post this stuff on social media, publicists post stuff, celebrities post stuff, and magazines, TV shows, radio shows, they all follow all of these social media accounts, so they pick up on it and run stuff too. So it's sort of quadrupled, I think, the amount of exposure that an individual or a celebrity or a television show or a movie can get. Or an album, music people too, you know, everybody
right.
has one. And everybody follows their favorite stars and celebrities and shows, so it's a really useful tool in that respect. But at the same time, like I said, it can be abused, especially when you become really addicted with it, addicted to it.
Right.
And I've seen, I think we've all seen a lot of that, where there's even celebrities posting just way too many selfies. I'm over the selfies. I'm over it. I mean, they even make these little extending telescoping arm selfie arm rod for you to take a selfie with. It's getting a little bit over the top. But but as far as this goes, you know, I'm finding that it's a really useful tool when you have like a show like ours. You know, we're just starting out this show, Paparazzi Exposed, and to get the word out, we're going to use social media.
Yeah. Well, you know, and people are already coming in. I mean, and I think that is the exciting thing about it, that people are already drawn to it. And I tell you what really interested me, and I was so glad when Mike, you know, told me about it, because what I thought was so great about this is, one, because we all want to know who these people are. Because we always get to see the people they photograph and the stories that they do, but we don't really know too much about them. I love the idea of being able to not only see how they, you know, how they plan, you know, kind of taking us into that aspect of, you know, how these things happen, how they know where to go. I think, and
right.
to who they are as individuals. Was that part of your hope as a producer on this project, to show the human side of these individuals
yes.
that may not be seen the best way?
Yes, because, you know, they are people. And whenever you hear about the paparazzi, it's exactly just that. You just hear the paparazzi. They're all grouped into one, you know, sort of label. And they are people. They're humans. They have their own lives. They have bills to pay. But they're sort of seen, there's a stigma attached, you know, and kind of rightfully so, because there are a lot of, you know, paparazzi type people that are willing to get, you know, very unbecoming shots of celebrities in you know, compromising situations and stuff in order to make money, but they're not all like that. So I think
right.
that this is going to be interesting for people to be able to see that, oh, these are actual human beings that have families and job, you know, some of them have other jobs and bills to pay, and they do stuff like just like me. It's just that they happen to have a very unusual job, which is photographing celebrities. I think it's going to open a lot of people's eyes because the way that they find out that, for example, J-Lo is landing, you know, at LAX at 8 p.m. on United or something like that, is very interesting. I always wondered how they knew that where celebrities were going to be, and this show is exposing that. I think it's going to be very intriguing for people to watch.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, would you mind, Donna, taking us a little bit into the cast? I mean, the group of paparazzi that we're going to see on the show?
Well, sure. There's, you know, Mike Arnaldi is he sort of the, I guess you could call him like a taskmaster. He heads up a group of about five paparazzi, and there it's a combination of still and video paparazzi, and he himself does it as well. But they sort of have to answer to him, and he tells them, you know, what shots are needed or what questions need to get asked and things like that. But at the same time, these paparazzi are out on their own as well. And but he's a big, you know, he's 6'7", and he's just this towering, big, imposing, you know, taskmaster over these guys, which
right.
you kind of need, because it's a very cutthroat world. This is the world of paparazzi. They're elbowing each other and kicking each other and pushing each other to get shots, and
right.
also to exclude each other from getting shots so that they can have an exclusive shot, which will get them more money. So if there's a few, you know, several paparazzi shooting, they're going to try to get in each other's way, or, you know, elbow each other in the face. Or, you know, I've even heard while we were doing the show of this one paparazzi where there were two of them that were going to get some exclusive shot. And after they got this exclusive shot of a celebrity that I won't name right now, one of them pulled this really powerful magnet out of their pocket and used the magnet to delete all the pictures on the other guy's memory card that he could have the exclusive photos and get all the money for himself. So it's a really
Whoa.
Cutthroat world, this world of paparazzi, which I didn't even know. And
right.
It's going to show a lot of that. There's... you know, I don't know if you want me to go into the names of everybody, but it's a very eclectic group. We have four
right.
Male paparazzi and one female. The female paparazzi, her name is Andra, and she is one of only three working female paparazzis in Hollywood. And she's, you know, one of the biggest money-making paparazzi out there, male or female. And it's really intriguing. It's like, you know, she makes like, I don't know, $500,000 a year or something just doing this. So being able to take a glimpse into each of their lives. And one another example is one of our male paparazzis that we're featuring on the show. Mm-hmm. On Sundays, he is the camera guy at his church. So, it's, you know, it's a very unusual mix of people. And I think that people are going to, you know, you're either really going to despise them or you're really going to start liking them as their personalities unfold. It's going to be one or the other. I don't think there's going to be a middle ground. So it'll be interesting to see the public's reaction when they see the show.
Yeah, and I definitely think they're going to enjoy it. And again, as you said earlier, Donna, it's going to give us another side because, you know, typically we're always hearing the celebrities talking about how bad these people are. So, you know,
right.
So now we get to see the bad guys and figure out for ourselves if they really are that bad or if they're just
right.
doing a job. Or, you know, what I thought about, too, when I was prepping for the segment with you, are they doing what any of us would do in that situation? You know, if,
right.
you know, if they're, you know, if there's big money on the line, if you, you know, you have this opportunity, you know, what are you willing to do to you know to get it ahead of anyone else?
Exactly, and you know, not even necessarily the money. Now these guys are doing it for the money because this is what they do; this is their job. But
right.
They're providing a service to the celebrity by giving
right.
them exposure, and at the same time, just like you were mentioning just now, you and I would do the same thing. You know, I'm a minor celebrity now or something, but if I saw somebody that I really admire, I'm whipping out my iPhone. I'm like, you know, can I have a picture with you? I think
right.
we all would do that. So there's, and you know, most of the time the people will say sure, you know, and they'll take the picture and stuff. So I think the stigma is that the paparazzi are doing it for money. But everybody else in their shoes, if they saw these particular celebrities that they're taking photographs of, they'd want to take a picture of them too. And a lot of them do, because when there's groups of paparazzi taking photos of, you know, A-list celebrities, there's also, at the same time, right next to them, groups of just regular people, fans, and they've all got their iPhones out and some cameras, and they're taking pictures, too. So, you know, I guess it's just an interesting it's going to be an interesting show, I think, for people to see, and I'm going to be very interested in their reaction when they watch it.
And I'm excited for our audience to definitely be able to see it. Again, everyone, I've been speaking today with Donna D'Errico. We've been talking to her not only about her own journey in front of the camera, but now really primarily behind the camera as a producer. She's a producer on the new show, Paparazzi Exposed. Now, there are a couple ways you guys can find out more information about the new show. You can go to their website at www.gotpap.com. That's G-O-T-P-A-P.com. You can also find them. They have a like page on Facebook by going to facebook.com/paparazziexposed, and that's just the letter X post. Or you can go over to Twitter, where you guys can also follow their tweets there at GotPapTV, and that's GOTPAPTV is where you guys can do that. So again, gotpap.com is the website, and then of course make sure you guys like the Facebook fan page for Paparazzi Exposed, and then the Twitter page, again, as I mentioned, is GotPapTV. Donna, how can our listeners stay connected with you? I know you're on social media as well.
Yes, I'm on Twitter, just my name without the apostrophe, D-O-N-N-A-D-E-R-R-I-C-O, and I'm on Instagram, same name, and I'm on Facebook too. I'm not sure I think that Facebook is a little trickier because it has its own website or link, but it's same name, my name at all of them, I'm on them.
Exactly. You've made it very easy for us. And I really appreciate the time. I know you have a lot going on. You have a show you're prepping for, so we definitely appreciate the time. And I hope you'll come back, Donna. I would love to share with you again.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. Thanks so much for having me on.
Hey, you're glad that you could do it. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another segment of Conversations Live. If you're joining us on the radio side of our program, stay with us. There's more Conversations Live to come. For those joining us online, though, that's going to do it for us for this segment of our show. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.